Okay, this is another audio boo, and we're talking about the future. And I'm going to title this, "The Future is Almost Here." The new iPhone 4 brings the level of performance of a cell phone, a mini computer, if you will, to a whole new level. And there are a few features that I would call the almost there feature. For example, it will shoot 720p HD video, 30 frames a second, and there's some videos that are already being put up that are shot and edited with on the iPhone. It has iMovie for the iPhone, and that are pretty daggone good. Now, it doesn't have, as far as I know, any sort of image stabilization. You cannot upload the 720p video directly from the phone, even if you have a Wi-Fi connection. So there are some shortcomings, but it's just amazing where we are compared to where we were just a few short years ago. I remember when iJustine was talking about the first iPhone that would shoot video, the 3GS, and how she couldn't wait until she could actually edit the video on there. Then there was a program called Real Director that came out that actually allowed you to edit the video right on the phone. Now we can shoot HD video and edit it right on the phone. And so it's just amazing how far we've come, and the 5 megapixel, the photos by all reports are just fantastic that it takes. It's not going to replace your high-end DSLR, but it may replace your point-and-shoot camera. And for covering news and for events and so forth, the strides we're making are fantastic. Now, we still need to increase the mobile bandwidth that's available so that we'll be able to stream events and HD video right from our cell phones. So there still needs to be a fair amount of upgrading in the infrastructure for mobile broadband, but I have to think that that's coming. And I would say that we're probably 2, 3, 5 years away from extremely easy to use mobile, handheld computer, multimedia devices that will allow us to create content, stream that content up onto the internet in real time, or upload it to YouTube and so forth. Create, of course, audio boos like I'm doing now, which you can already do on the iPhone. So there's just everything is kind of falling into place. All these little elements that we need are falling into place to where there's just going to be an explosion in the amount of content that is produced by people, the quality of that content, the ease of distribution of the content. It's just exciting times that we're moving into here. And with the Android phones that are just getting better almost by the week, they're releasing new Android phones that are better. I don't think they've caught up to the iPhone. This iPhone 4 is a big jump forward, and I still don't think the Android phones have caught up to that. But give them time. They're releasing some really cool phones this fall, so they may be at parity fairly soon. And it's just going to mean that people have a whole lot of choices for creating and distributing content when they're on the go and in the field and doing it quickly and easily. That's the whole key. If it's not quick and easy, people aren't going to do it. And I think that's where we're making really good strides to where you're going to be able to shoot some video clips, put together a nice little video, put some subtitles, put an ending on it, and upload that puppy right to the internet, right to YouTube, whatever, put it in your blog, and do it quickly, efficiently, in real time. So those are my thoughts. We're almost there. Thanks for tuning in. I'll boo you later.